Good morning again, everybody. It is Wednesday, November 17th, 2021, and the time is 11:10 now. This is the public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code WAC 458-20-17001. It is titled Government Contracting, Construction, Installations, or Improvements to Government Real Property. My name is Patrick Watkins. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, and I'm the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz in his role as Department's Rules Coordinator, and Keith Dacus as a Management Analyst who will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, the department is still in the process of resuming its normal operations. As a result, we are conducting a hybrid meeting with parties attending telephonically as well as parties physically present for this meeting. For purposes of the record, at this time, we would appreciate if attendees would identify themselves, who they are representing, and whether they will be testifying during today's meeting. I will call out the names of individuals which the department is aware of in attendance. If you hear your name, please identify who you are representing and whether you'll be testifying. If you do not hear your name, please identify yourself. Can we start with Kim? It's all the way up. You're very, we can hear, barely hear you. It's a little better.
I don't know if you were referring to me, but I'm Kim Bustos from the city of Spokane, and I am not testifying.
Perfect. I can hear you pretty good there. All righty, Crystal Rubin. Dave Townsend.
My name is Dave Townsend. I'm with GLY Construction, and I'm not testifying.
Fernando.
I'm Fernando Goncalves. I'm with Clark Neuber, and I'm not testifying.
And what about Grant?
Also with Clark Neuber, I am not testifying.
And we have Jamie.
Jamie Ritter with Moss Adams, I'm not testifying.
And Kathy.
I am Kathy McIntyre from Northwest Partitions, and I am not testifying.
Okay, and the final one on my list here is Ashley. Ashley, if you can hear me, go ahead and unmute your mic. Okay. Is there anyone else on the list that that I skipped or is not showing up on my list? Okay, so we'll proceed. It looks like Kathy, you just joined us.
Yes, I did. Sorry, I'm late.
It's okay. Can you just state your name and if you will be testifying and who you're representing today?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding what this meeting was about. I work for Chugach Alaska, or Chugach Government Services in Alaska. We're a government contractor.
Okay.
And I thought this was more just like an informational type of meeting.
Yeah. So if you're not going to test, if you don't have anything to add at the moment, you can just, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure I was up to date on what's going on regarding government contracting. But my full name is Catherine Buchta.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alrighty. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 3405 RCW, which is the Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 21-22-027 on October 25th, 2021, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to adopt proposed amendments to WAC 458-20-17001, referred to in this meeting as Rule 17001. Electronic copies of this rule are available if you need, if you did not receive a copy, please contact Keith Dacus at keithd@dor.wa.gov if you'd like to have a copy of the proposed rule. We emphasize that the rule draft, as now written, is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule, as proposed, is written in the legislative drafting style. Proposed new language is underlined, while proposed deletions to language are stricken through. We will consider any comments received pertaining to possible adoption of Rule 17001. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Wednesday, December 3rd, 2021. My email address is patrickw@dor.wa.gov. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the code reviser to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible adoption of the new rule. The notice, called a Form CR-101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for this rule is today. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the code reviser to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called the Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed adoption of the new rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step is to adopt the proposed rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the code reviser with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening the meeting to comments, I will briefly outline the key points in the proposed amendments to Rule 17001. The rule's formatting has been updated to align with current standards, improve readability, and add examples to provide guidance on reporting requirements. Subsection 1 has been replaced to align with updated rule formatting. provide reference to other applicable rules, and clarify terms used throughout the rule. Subsection 2 has been replaced to clarify statutory provisions from Chapter 8204 RCW, specifically to review the applicable business and occupation tax classifications for government contracting activities and government contractors that manufacture or produce tangible personal property. Subsection 3 has been modified to clarify the application of retail sales tax on government contracting activities. In addition, the subsection clarifies the sales tax due on materials, tools, and other consumables used as a consumer while performing government contracting activities. Subsections 7 through 10 have been combined into subsection 4. This subsection has been modified to align with relevant statutory provisions from Chapter 82.12 RCW. In addition, examples have been added to provide guidance on reporting requirements. We will now proceed to the comment portions of the meeting. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record and any organization you're representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. If you have written testimony, please provide the testimony by sending an email to me at patrickw@dor.wa.gov. Thank you very much. Are there any comments? You're welcome to unmute yourself or raise your hand and we can call on you.
This is Jamie. Did you say that the copy of the proposed changes is available somewhere for download?
On the code revisor. It's on the code revisor's website, or you can contact Keith at keithd@dor.wa.gov, and he can send you a copy directly.
Great, thank you.
Sure. Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? And again, you're welcome to send me an email directly with any comments. Okay, as it appears, there's no more comments. Thank you for participating. The time is 11:23 a.m. and the public meeting for Rule 17001 is now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.